Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 767. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Just let us know whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're both free, including the postage and handling. We're in the 13th chapter of Revelation today. Now, the book of Revelation is extremely simple. A lot of people approach it as though it's something that's different than the rest of the Word of God. There isn't anything different about it whatsoever. It is the Word of God, and the Word of God never rebukes itself. It never says one thing and then changes course and says something else. All right, so I'm going to show you how simple it is today, and then I also have some songs and letters. But right now, let's pray, Father, that you will anoint me as you have always anointed me. Anoint me with the Holy Spirit. I pray that you'll let me have the Spirit enough to where the people will understand it. I understand it, but Lord, give everybody the Spirit of understanding. That's one of the seven spirits, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of knowledge, the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. Now, if people don't receive the Word of God, such as, obey those that have the rule over you, well, then there's no possible way that they're going to believe the rest of the Bible. Because if they think that you're horsing around with any of your words, then they are sick unto death. They're filthy sick, Father God. So, Lord, anoint this so that the people of the world can understand that we live by every word. Every word that comes from the Father. Every word is the bread of life, Father God. Let everybody know that in Jesus' mighty name, I pray. And, Lord, I rebuke Satan. Give no place to him whatsoever in this broadcast. And Lord, I pray that you'll pour out such a wrath upon Satan. Rebuke him. I come against him myself in the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus and with the word of God. That souls may be saved and the church taken out of its lukewarm state. And that you spew those that are that way out of your mouth and raise up an army of lions. In Jesus' name I pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, here I am now to sing for you with the Prague Symphony Orchestra and the Life Choir, No Man Is an Island. You know, these last days, many people think that they can conduct their lives the way that they want to. But really, no man, I mean no man, no man can stand alone. We need the Lord. We need the Lord Jesus Christ. No man is an island. No man can stand alone. He needs faith as his guide to lead him to his throne. No man is an island. May have wealth untold, but without peace of mind, what good is all his gold? A while ago, my world was a stormy sea. I learned to pray, and his hand reached out to me. Can't you see? No man is an island.
stand alone. So have faith and you'll find a love that can't grow. You know, these are the very last days. Jesus Christ is coming back to earth again. We need to know that we can't do this alone. We need the Word of God. We need Jesus for our God. Remember that all the days of your life.
A while ago, a stormy sea, I learned to pray, and His hand reached out to me.
Faith, then you'll find. There's no way to get in to do anything with the Lord if you don't have faith. Now, if He says, obey those that have the rule over you, and you don't have faith to do it, then you don't have faith. You pay no attention to what the Lord says, and therefore you're worthless. If you don't believe part of the gospel, you don't believe any of it. That's the first rule, because those of us that have been given rule over the kingdoms of this world, over the whole world, the Lord has given us that rule. And then to have people that won't even keep a message for you, they are the most worthless bunch of humanity. And I just pray, Father God, that You'll raise up faithful servants that can work with me in the ministry to get the word out and to give me my messages so that I can show people that I am a diligent person and that I'm a person that does return my messages. That's for starters. And we're in chapter 13 now. And I'm going to start out again because I feel led to. And it starts out with verse 1, chapter 13 of Revelation. And I stood upon the sand of the sea. And so the sand of the sea is representative of something that is countless. And in other words, this Apostle John is seeing everything. He's seeing everything because the Lord is showing everything unto him, and there's nobody else that could show anything to him but the Lord. And saw a beast rise up out of the sea. He saw a beast rise up out of the sea. Now, we all know that we're not supposed to take the mark of the beast. Well, the Lord doesn't leave us without information on what the beast is. Now, this thing is coming out of the sea, having seven heads. You know, there's seven seas. There's the four winds and the seven seas. And so, having seven heads. And the Lord talks about rivers having heads. And also this is seas. Seven heads. In other words, this is a worldwide situation that the Lord is showing John. And 10 horns. In other words, these horns are for war. And upon his horns, 10 crowns. And upon his heads, the name of blasphemy. All right, well, these 10 crowns is, as I said before, that the pride is like the biggest sin. And this one that is the same as blasphemy. Because when your pride is so strong that you don't even listen to God, but that you come against God, that's real pride. That's real true blasphemy. Amen?
Yeah.
Okay, so we see that this one has got so much pride that he doesn't want just one crown on his head. He wants 10 crowns. He wants to rule the world. And he wants to make war with the world in order to be wearing these 10 crowns. He has to get everybody thinking the same way he does. Now, God wants everybody thinking the way that he does, but this blasphemous Antichrist devil is filled with pride and blasphemy. The names of blasphemy. Because anytime you think that you are smarter than God, you're a blasphemer of the Holy Spirit. Now, people are not that wise to understand how horrible it is for people to reject or not do what the Lord says. Now, you have a man in the Bible. He was the first king, Saul. He just disobeyed God once. And God took the spirit away from him. Now, you've got some people that are so hard, full of blasphemy, full of pride, that they don't pay any attention to that. That doesn't mean anything to them. It's the truth, but they hate the truth because they still want to keep that pride inside of them, that blasphemy. They don't listen to God. That's blasphemy. They'd rather listen to somebody. There's like females that have been in the church and they listen one to another. And some of them have left blaming anything other than the truth of why they're leaving. Two of the young girls just went off with one of them had an adulterous sister. And she was having sex with several people and she come up with the baby. And so this one says, well, we left. The girl said that they left the church because they wanted to go tell her sister how wrong she was, as if she doesn't know. She was under conviction and was afraid to go to hell. But anyway, they called the sister up. Here she comes out near the church and picks those two young girls up, underage. The two girls want to be married. That's the whole story about it. They don't care about waiting for the proper time. They're underage, and I wouldn't let them get married. Even though it was legal for them to be married, according to the Word of God, I told them, if you want to get married, leave the church and get married to a godly person. If there's a person in the church that wants to get married to him, because I'm not going to get on the hook for you. They're going to come and tell all kinds of lies about me in the first place. They've been doing it for years. And then I'm not going to give the Antichrist beast government with his incredible ego and his incredible pride. I'm not going to give him another chance to take a shot at me. Especially not a shot that he says is legal, which is not legal at all, because this is the spirit of devils that say that girls that reach puberty can't be married. But that's what they took off for us, because they wanted to get married and I wouldn't let them. And if I did that, I'm doing this so that the government, this Antichrist government, can't say that I'm like this other guy that they put in prison. Now, everybody knows that young girls are having sex in school, and they're getting pregnant by the millions, and they're murdering the children. They are children. And legalized Antichrist beastly government murder parlors, they call them abortion. They make nice names for different things today. Abortion instead of murder, first degree murder. All right, so here he is, and upon his heads, the names of blasphemy. Upon his heads, upon all the different places in the world, where the seven seas are, everywhere, everywhere in the world. Now, isn't that simple?
Yeah.
Well, then why didn't you come up with that? Huh? Hello? They don't want to answer. The cat's got their tongue, huh? Okay, now, because you're not the preacher, that's a good answer, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you're not the one given these things by the Lord. You don't know them until I'm telling you. Now, I've told you everything you know, but I haven't told you everything that I know. All right, now, verse 2. And the beast, which I saw, was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And these are all these different countries put together. It's just symbolic of animals. The Lord has, choose your country. It's just everywhere in the world. And he had the mouth of a lion. He roars. He roars out his blasphemy. And he's bold as a bear to do it. So bold that people, when they see boldness, they just, they respect that. And as crafty as a leopard. And his feet were as the feet of a bear. And his mouth roars out. And the dragon, which is the great red dragon, the devil, gives him and gave him his power, because the Lord is talking past tense here. He says, gave them. That's past tense. If he says, gives him, it's present. Amen? So he gave him his power, this lion-like blasphemous power. And you can see that this is taken hold. It's a unified thing. They call it democracy, but really what it is a satanic dictatorship. A very satanic dictatorship that is boldly, just like a bear walking through the world in him, roaring like a lion and telling you, if you don't do this, we're going to put you to death. We're going to throw you into prison. We're going to kill you. We'll put you up before a firing squad. We'll kill your children. We'll take your children. We'll kill your parents if you don't do this or that. So the devil is the one that gave him his power and his seat, which is in Rome, Italy. The Bible tells you that it's in the city of the seven hills or the seven mountains, and that's where his seat is. And great authority. Well, what a great authority means, authority over every country. And he's in the last stages of taking every country now. Now he's in these Muslim countries where they believe in Allah and not God. They don't believe the Bible. They believe that Muhammad, they're crazy. And they believe that they should kill whitey, all the white people, the Caucasians, because we are the devil. The Bible doesn't say that at all. The Lord says that he wants to win souls from every kindred, every tongue, every language in the world. Doesn't say put any race to, as a matter of fact, Jesus was Caucasian. Are you going to put Jesus to death too? Yes, Satan would love to do that, but it's impossible. He killed him once, but the Lord rose from the dead to show that he is God. He has the power to raise, but he has power over death. And when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ into us, we have the power over death, hell, and the grave. Everything. We have power and authority. He has great authority. It means big authority. Great means big. I mean, it's all over the world. The seven seas. The seven heads. All these different authorities. He got all these different people in all parts of the world. On all the continents. With these crowns. I mean, I am God, he says. He even has the audacity in the Pope, which is Satan incarnate, to say that he's God. He's not my God, I'll tell you that. That's why when I hear people say, praise God, I want to ask them, what God? What God are you talking about? I like to hear people say, praise you, Father God, praise you, Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Because then people know what God I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living, real God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God that created the entire earth. Now, this weasel here, has great authority over, it's a fake authority. It's like a bear, a roaring lion. This frightens everybody, intimidates everybody. And I have verse 3, and I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death. Well, this is Rome. We know that this is Satan's seat. It's in Rome, Italy. And they're running the world in their own self-styled. Doing the exact opposite of what the Lord says. The Lord says, thou shalt not murder, they murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery, they commit adultery. Thou shalt not commit fornication, they commit fornication. You're not supposed to have men with men or women with women to be married, and they're doing it. This is the devil's kingdom. Amen?
Amen.
And they're committing pedophilia. Having sex with little preteen boys and girls. That whole cult is full of blasphemy. They disobey God. They're full of pride. They believe that their style of life is a real style of life, but it's everything that God says is evil. They're making that which is evil good. They make laws that it's good to be evil, and it's evil to be good. Forbidding people to marry man and woman. The Bible says these are doctrines of devils. They're devils! And if you don't believe it, God said so, and then you're just as blasphemous and full of pride as all the rest of the world. All of you out there. It says that this evil creature has deceived the entire earth. Except we're not of this world. Those of us that are really born again of the Spirit, following the Lord Jesus Christ, we're of the Holy Spirit. And that's the exact opposite of this satanic, evil, blasphemous, full of pride spirit. And I saw one of his heads, as it were wounded. That's when Rome fell. It was wounded to death. Rome fell. It was nothing. And his deadly wound was healed. The devil did this apparent miracle of raising Rome back up from the dead. Because the devil wants to show miracles, and all he has to do is we're going to revitalize you with money and armed forces. We're revitalizing you so that you're healed. And all the world wondered after the beast, after this satanic, full of pride, antichrist beast. Because, my God, this is, how could this happen? Rome was finished. La Cama Deo Finito, she's a finished. But now it's really something because the dragon has put all the power back there into Rome and has given many leaders of these people, people that are political, they have power because they now control the political spectrum throughout the world. And so the people, all the world, wondered after the beast, how wonderful. That's what's happening right in front of your very eyes, all you folks. Verse 4, and they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. So the whole world is wondering after the beast. This beast that came out of the sea, all over the world now, it's branched out everywhere. Avril Manhattan said it's like termites that have wormed their way into every phase of human life. Avril Manhattan, a fabulous writer. You can get his books if they're still in print, because they've even, this beast has even stopped the printing them. I mean, we have some of his books, but I can't let him go. And if we had the finances, I would reprint some of these books. People send in your, send them some money, especially people with deep pockets, because you're going to wind up in hell if you don't. And they worshiped the dragon, the devil. They're actually, you people in this world are now worshiping the devil. When you don't do what we leaders tell you to do, you're worshiping the devil. And you don't have to tell me that you're of the devil. I can see that you're disobeying. You don't even leave messages for me. There's people in this church. We have a few of them. Jesus had one out of 12. And I've got some in here. I've got way more than 12 disciples. They're the Lord's disciples, but there's some of them that are. They worship the devil, dragon, the devil. They don't really want to see a work of the Lord done. They'd rather go shopping. So they worship the devil, the dragon, that gave, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, the one world government, saying, well, that beast has got everything. This is talking about these last days. They worship it because they say, who is like unto the beast? I mean, my God, they're taking our children away from us. We can't do anything about it. Who's like that? Who could fight them? Who can fight the beast? Who can fight them that are giving condoms and birth control pills in schools and teaching evolution instead of creation? Who's going to fight that? How do you take hold onto something like that? And then they are coming against people that are having, they don't want their children to go to school that teaches evolution and teaches that we should worship the beast and do all these evil things that they're teaching children in school. And so they homeschool them and they're saying, this is a sin. You're sinning against Satan. You're sinning against the beast if you take them into your own schooling, homeschooling or Christian schooling. Well, who is like unto the beast? There's nothing that's like unto the beast. Nobody is more demonic than Satan. But who is able to make war with him? I am. I make war against you, Satan, in the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Because I know in whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep me. Keep me solid. That he is able to keep me through all this stuff that they're doing, that Satan is doing. He's able to make war with him. God is able to make war with him. Amen?
Amen.
And God's leaders. I'm persuaded that Christ is able to keep me unto that day. What day? Judgment day, when you, Satan, and your filthy imps and all these filthy people that are full of pride. They see you full of pride and they want to be like you. because they don't see the Christians coming on stronger than you. But I'm telling you, I'm coming on stronger than you. I'm tearing your playhouse down. How? By the Word of God. I don't use carnal weapons like you weasels do. I don't murder people. I lead them to the Lord. And that's what you don't like. Who's able to make war with Satan? Are you serious? This weak and beggarly spirit. The Bible says it is like a frog-like spirit. Just a frog. The Pope, the spirit that is in these popes, these sickly, evil, weak spirits. People are just so easily intimidated because they haven't got a gut in their body or on their body. Verse 5, and there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. Well, what is that mouth? That's the one that speaks, the media. And they're the ones that are speaking blasphemies. They exalt the Pope, and they tear down any true Christian church. And they're ordered to do so by the popes and the regime. This weasel that has all these heads and horns and crowns. Man, I'm God over everything, he's saying. Look at all the crowns I've got. All the heads, all the horns. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things. Well, these people just went to the moon. Isn't that a miracle? And blasphemies. God is not God. We are. We together, we're changing the world. You're changing it for the worst. All you people like Obama, you evil, wicked, stinking spirit, and the other one running with you. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months. Verse 6, and he opened his mouth in blasphemy. Pride! Blasphemy against God! In other words, this one claims to be more important and more powerful than God. And all he is made out of dirt. How can anybody be that stupid to follow after man? The Bible says, cease ye from man in whose nose is one breath. For how lively is he to be accounted of? So he opens up his mouth, this media, in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name. God, he was having sex with Mary Magdalene. He didn't really rise from the dead. We found his bones. You dirty, filthy liars. But you want to know something? You're going to burn in hell forever. So the blasphemy, so he opens his rotten, filthy, lying mouth in blasphemy. You know, Satan can't do anything but lie. He couldn't tell the truth if you put a pistol at his head and it would do good. He can't tell the truth. And God cannot lie. So remember these things when you're hearing the Word of God. It's the truth. It's the real truth. But this one is saying, and he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name, and listen to what else, and his tabernacle. Well, what do you mean? What is his tabernacle? We are! We're the house of God. We're the tabernacle of God. We're the temple of God, are we not?
Amen.
That's what the Bible says. Why don't you know that? Why don't you just come out and say it? And he blasphemed his tabernacle. Who's this tabernacle?
We are.
Thank you. You are the temple of God, and you don't belong to yourself because God is supposed to live in you. Not blasphemy. Not pride. So he blasphemes God's name and his tabernacle, his temple, where he lives, and them that dwell in heaven, even the angels, and even those of us that are sitting with God, with Jesus in heavenly places. We're dwelling there as well. We're here on earth, and we're there too by the Spirit. Amen?
Yeah.
All right. Now, isn't this simple? Oh, why don't people understand this? Verse 7, and it was given unto him to make war with the saints. Well, have you seen war against our church?
Yes.
By who?
The devil.
Right, this egotistical, proud, lying, demonic, satanic being, Satan himself, and his Antichrist regime. And the whole world is the Antichrist regime, and they're blaspheming God every minute of the day because they don't believe God's word. They believe Satan's word rather than God's. So it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. Well, I was put in prison for 6 years on a lie. Satan can't do anything but lie, and he lined up a bunch of liars, and that was it. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. It's the one world government. It's over all the nations. Amen?
Amen.
The United Nations have all united themselves under this blasphemous, devil, demonic bastard. And all the little bastards that joined together to be his army to make war against us saints. Even the correctional officers in prison, they look at you and sneer at you. Doesn't make any difference. Given him over all kindreds and languages, tongues, all different languages. They got the same spirit in them, folks. The Antichrist, the devil, in all the different nations, all the sea. That's why they call themselves the Holy Sea. But they're the unholy sea. And I'm so glad that God has given me an opportunity to nail these bastards while there's still breath in my body. It's the most wonderful feeling in the world. Verse 8. And all that dwell upon the earth, everyone, shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, Jesus, slain from the foundation of the world. And so all that dwell upon the earth, there's hardly any whose names are written in the book of life. So more people, all that dwell upon the earth, shall worship him. Even people in churches? Yes. They worship him because they undermine the work of God. They don't pay any attention to what the rulers, the real rulers of this world, have been given by God to rule this world. We rule it, not the devil, not the Pope, not the devil. The devil, I rebuke you, Satan, in the blood of Jesus. And Father, you rebuke him too. And you rebuke him with your word. You're exposing him with your word. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. Or you're taking my children? Oh, please don't take my children. And they take them anyway. They just figure that Christians are a bunch of wishy-washy nothings instead of fighters and people that pray always. Do you pray always, you Christians? Do you pray without ceasing, you Christians? No, you don't, and therefore say you're worshiping the beast because you're disobeying God's command to pray without ceasing. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names, but only those whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, Jesus, slain from the foundation of the world. And why was he slain? So that people could choose him and have everlasting life instead of being full of pride and listening to their father, the devil. So, verse 9, if any man have an ear, let him hear. I'm just talking about just anybody. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. This is the book of Revelation. Verse 10, he that leadeth into captivity, and that's what the devil is doing. All the churches have led people into captivity by the preaching a false gospel. So he that leads people into captivity, they will be the ones that go into captivity. He that destroys or kills, murders people's souls with the sword, the word of God, using the word of God incorrectly, must be killed, murdered with the sword, the word of God. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints, because the saints are not going to be led by into captivity of the devil. Satan wants to lead everybody into his captivity. And that's what he's saying here. He that leadeth into captivity. All you people that are members of Satan's body, you're humans, but you're not the saints. You're the exact opposite. So you that do that, that lead people into captivity, you're going to go into captivity. Because what you're using is the word of God. You're saying, once saved, always saved. You can still sin. You're leading them, and there's no condemnation for anybody. God just loves. But he doesn't hate anybody. God doesn't have enemies. You hear these people preaching this putrefying evil stuff. But the Lord is saying something different. He says, those that lead into captivity with the word of God shall go into captivity. You're going to go to hell. You lead people to hell, you're going to hell. He that killeth or murders people's souls with the sword, which is the word of God, must be murdered, killed with the sword, the word of God. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints, because Satan can be so persuasive with false doctrine. And, you know, little girls getting together and talking with each other like they have wisdom. Let me tell you something, I've rarely met a woman in my life that had wisdom. Rarely. One was Susie, and I've met a few others, but there is just very few. They're easily snared. So here is the patience of Satan. Now, anyone there leading people into captivity, why? I keep wondering, why do they want to preach false doctrine? It's because they belong to Satan. They're totally convinced they are walking in the spirit of Satan. And they get great pride and joy to have huge congregations. They say, I hope you received what I said today. I know you do. And so let everybody that wants to get saved just say, you know, come into my heart, Jesus, and go to some Bible preaching church. Like, it's just bling, blang, bling, blang, bling, blang. It's not that simple, folks. You got to take up the cross and follow the Lord. You don't want to do that. You don't want to have the patience and to resist the devil when he comes your way. He says, now either give this up or your children and you are going to go be taken into foster homes if you don't believe the way Satan does. Or they won't say that. They just say, if you don't believe the way the government says. The government is the beast. The beast is the Antichrist. The Antichrist is the blasphemer. He's got so much pride that he actually thinks that he's doing right. Faith. in Satan. So the saints that won't go that way, they'd rather go to prison, they'd rather have the kids taken, they'd rather have anything taken away from them, their homes, their finances, everything. Then go to hell. I'd rather do that, you know? You understand? Because you don't know how your kids are going to turn out. Susie's daughter is a devil to this very day. She testified falsely against her mother when she was in bed with cancer. Verse 11, and I beheld another beast. This daughter of Susie's was saying, she's just in it for the money. We didn't have any money whatsoever. We were broke and she was dying of cancer. She said, she doesn't have cancer. And the media just loved to exploit her. They loved to exploit all these people that come against Christian works. And the false Christians are collecting all the money because they have a gospel that sounds so sweet. And people believe it. Verse 11, and I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. Well, this one is an imitation. He pretends that he's a Christian. This is the religious movement throughout the worldwide religious movement throughout the world, and he is hisses. And he speaks blasphemies as a dragon, a devil, the devil. Bible says that he's the great red dragon. Verse 12, and he exercises all the power of the first beast before him. This first beast was given power by Satan, the great red dragon. So it's the same thing. And causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, which is the entire world government, the one world government, that is given its power by Satan. It's infested with the power of Satan, whose deadly wound was healed. That's Rome. Verse 13, and he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. You saw when they were bombing Iraq, there was like everything, firecrackers and flares and toilet paper and everything floating down from heaven. Is that supposed to be a big deal? And deceiveth them that dwell on the earth. Why, put a rocket on the moon? They couldn't have put that rocket on the moon unless it was information that God gave them. We have brains in us, and we're able to figure things out, some of us, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. All right, we have letters today, and so we're going to get into this, and I'll continue this message in the next message. All right, so where's the first letter from?
From Nigeria, Africa.
What do they say?
Greetings. It is a great joy to write your ministry, realizing that we are sinners and believing Christ, the Son of God, died for our sins. We have now received him as our personal Savior and yielded ourselves absolutely to him. By his grace, we shall serve him faithfully and will acknowledge him before others. I want to use this opportunity to thank God for what he is using your ministry to do, which is changing lives all over the globe. Please, I want to request a little favor. My request is for a King James Version Bible and Messiah book. I hope you will consider my humble request. We would be glad that you send us some of your material so we will be blessed and enriched by them and others too. We have no other source of having access to God's magnificent words other than by writing this way as we reside in the remote areas. We would make good use of your material and share them with others. Yours faithfully, Evangelist Matthew from Edo State, Nigeria.
Okay, you got another one.
This is Tony Lommel Ministries. I have received some CDs a while back, and I really enjoyed them very much. I have heard the shortwave programs, but it has been a long time. My good shortwave radio is not working anymore, and the other one I haven't been able to pick up stations well enough to listen to. I have the note that other materials are available for the asking. I would like to hear some good, strong preaching. There is a famine for hearing the Word of God in our nation. The higher up you go, the weaker the spirit, and the stronger the word of the hirelings and wolves in sheep's clothing. Our nation has gotten so bad that a lot of the sheep's clothing is coming off. Satan is taking over completely, church after church.
Okay, we're out of time. We'll continue this in the next message, all right? So right now is the time we have to get you to the throne of the Lord. You have been deceived, all you people out there. Even I was deceived before I got saved. I was so deceived that God himself had to come down and save my soul in an office in Beverly Hills. And when I was doing a promotion for a singer, and when that happened, I realized for sure that God is in heaven and he is able to do whatsoever he wants to with us. And so I pray that God, you will do, Father God, that you will do to others as you have me. We're at the very last moments of time, and so there isn't really any time. You're going to have to just open up heaven and start dealing with people that way because they've been so deceived. Now, those of you that don't know Jesus, you can get that spirit of evil out of you. You have to continue in the Word, though, in order to keep that spirit out of you. You can't go one day without praying or you'll fall to pieces like even some people around me. If I don't bring messages every day, sometimes four and five, they fall apart. And you will as well. So say this prayer to start you off in the Holy Spirit. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father God, raised Jesus Christ from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, Father God, and wash all my filthy sins away from off my soul, Lord Jesus, from the blood that you shed for me on Calvary. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word said that all that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that includes me. Therefore, I know that you have heard me. And I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, just Sharon, just praise and thank the Lord, and all of you out there that just received Christ, the Holy Spirit, and the Father. Sharon, tell them now how to receive a copy of this tape or CD number 767. It's free.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
All right, praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying tune in tomorrow for a continuation of the book of Revelation. These messages will make you stand one day at a time, so make sure you don't miss one of them. And here I am now to sing In the Sweet By and By.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to heaven. How about you? Hope so.
Where's the land that is fairer than day? And by faith we can see it apart. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet by and by we'll meet on that beautiful shore in the sweet.